there is no point in credit card points. What? This is the argument made by our next guest. Jacob Jackson is founder of the Lean House Effect newsletter. He is here to tell you why switching to a cashback card is not only better for your bank account, but also better for the planet, too. He's going to have to explain that one. Hello, Jacob. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
So you began your post with the declaration that if you can't pay it off in full, don't get a credit card. Is that
Absolutely.
Accurate? You said that?
Yeah.
I totally agree. Why? Why do you say that?
Because most credit cards have a 20% interest. So if you carry a balance for just a month, you're already paying almost 2% interest a month. Which will offset the any rewards that you get from having a credit card in the first place.
I wish everybody got this. This is pushback I get all the time because Canadians are ridiculous about their points cards. They're ridiculous about them. You completed an exercise comparing 10 different Canadian credit cards. What were you trying to illustrate with that math?
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. The Canadians love their points. And, you know, they had a lot of passion involved in the responses
in this
article. So
were there some people who loved it and some people who thought you were a heretic?
Yeah, some people thought I was totally crazy because they got one first class flight 1 year. And, you know, that must mean that points are definitely the way to go.
Uh-huh. So tell me about your methodology. You factored in a bunch of variables. I'm sure some of your critics said you didn't factor in all the variables, but you factored in some. Tell us what you factored in.
Absolutely. I took into account sign-up bonuses, any points that you get for spending, any cashback that you get for spending. And then I took those amounts. And, of course, you can't invest any points that you get. So you can't invest your Aeroplan points. But mm-hmm. you can invest the cashback that you get. And so, yeah.
You also factored in annual fees. Some
yes,
cards have
absolutely.
Them. Some cards don't. And in your math, you made the assumption that the user would spend about $2,500 a month.
Yeah, in that original post, yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get that number from?
To be honest, that's the amount that I spend. And I talked to some people and figured out that was pretty much an average for someone making, you know, an average salary in Canada.
Right. So, and you also assume, as you say, that someone would invest the difference. So in theory, kind of, they would transfer the cash back that they received on a cashback card to a separate investment account.
Absolutely.
In your mental model. What rate of return did you assume?
I assumed 7% average rate of return.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, the goal is to save for the retirement, so the end of your career. And so if you're not at the very end of your career, the average rate of return over the stock market for a long period of time
right.
is about that.
And even if they don't literally take that cashback money and put it in a separate investment account, in theory, all things being equal, the math should still hold up because it would allow them to invest that money somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
And if you look further down in the article, you compare if you spent all of your points on flights and then spent or in comparison, you spent your cash back on all the same flights, you still have money left over to invest.
Right. So take us through the results. I mean, the headline is over long periods of time, cash back wins
Absolutely.
Over points cards.
Yeah. And of course, the results boom in the long term. So after 10 years, the average person could save $4,000 to $5,000 by investing their savings in cashback. But by the time that you are maybe 40 years down the road for a millennial like myself, you're going to be looking at closer to $100,000 in savings.
Did it surprise you how different the results were? Or did you have, was this your hypothesis?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised the extent to the difference. I knew that cashback was the way to go, especially
Why?
If you're trying to save money, because you just can't save anything when you're spending on points. You actually
Right.
are forced to spend more money because in order to use your points, you most often have to buy
have
taxes.
A hotel and take a cab to the airport. Right. And you're going to, of course, buy that crazy I Love New York t-shirt while you're
yeah.
there.
And even on the flight, you have to pay the airport taxes, the fees and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you also make an argument about the environment. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so the goal of the blog is to show people that wealth does not come at the expense of the environment. And so you can actually create a lot of wealth while also protecting the environment. So each post talks about that at the end, what else you can do or how that what you're doing for your wealth will protect the environment as well. So in this case, if you aren't forced to fly everywhere because you have all these points to spend, you might actually take one less flight per year or one less flight every few years. And in doing so, flying is one of the worst things that we do for the environment. And so by taking that one less flight, you've made a huge difference.
Right. Given that I am compulsive about travel, that would be the part where I'd be like, I don't know about that. I'll buy the carbon offsets, but I'm still going to Europe.
Totally.
Am I a terrible person?
No, you're not a terrible person. Buying
you
the carbon
offsets. Think I'm a little terrible.
I fly a lot too. It's just about doing what you can.
It was a limited set here, and I'm sure some of your critics said, but listen, you only looked at 10 cards. Why did you only look at 10? There's what, 3,000 on the market? That wouldn't have been much more work.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, in the comments thread, there's all these people talking about their credit card, and there are tons of different credit cards. I should have done more. I wish I could have fit in the thousands that you talk about, but these 10 were a good representative subset, and I think that they covered both, you know, the large aero plans and air miles of the world, but also the specific bank points that you can get, and then a good variety of cashback cards as well.
It's relatively easy to do the cashback math because it's like 1% cashback except for 4% on foreign transactions, blah, blah, blah. That math, you can plop it in a spreadsheet. How did you assess the value of the points?
Yeah, great question. So at first I was going to try and figure it out myself by looking at flights and all the things that you could buy. But I found a really great website called ratehub.ca, mm-hmm. and they had already done all that analysis. And so I was able to leverage what they had done to show what the value of each point was.
Is there a wide difference between Aeroplan, Air Miles, Avion, all that? What did you learn about how those points are valued?
Yeah, at the end of the day, the points could be an order of magnitude difference because, you know, you get 10 points for $1 spent on this program or 1 point for $1 spent on another program. But at the end of the day, what you could get with your points based on how much you had spent was pretty similar.
Right. Accumulating points is a exercise in frustration quite often because it's like, okay, I have all these points. I can't use them to fly anywhere because there's no inventory. It's infuriating.
Absolutely.
Whereas you say with cash back, even if you don't, let's say you don't invest the money and you just even mentally keep it aside and put it towards flights over 3 years, the value accumulates, but you have complete freedom on what you spend, what airline you fly and when you fly, and no limitations.
Totally. It's about getting back choice over your spending.
What is next for the Lean House effect? Where do you see this in a couple years? Are you, now that you've staked your ground on cashback versus points, is that going to be something you can continue to focus on?
I think I have a few things more to say about credit cards after having all the conversations that we've been having since I made the post. But it's not just about credit cards. It's going to be about a whole bunch of different things. I'm going to talk about ride hailing and electricity in your home and lots of other things that I have planned.
Jeez, is ride hailing bad for the environment too? Or should I do more of it?
It depends on the person. So I'm going to have to dig into deeply, but it can be better for the environment.
God, I'm a good person. Deep down, I'm a good person. Jacob, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. This has been great.
Jacob Jackson, he is the founder of the Lean House Effect newsletter, really looking at the intersection of the environment and personal finance. But what caught my attention was his analysis of cashback cards versus credit card points.